I promised myself I would no longer be tempted by sweets. In fact, in order to avoid the temptation, the other morning, I prayed there wouldn't be an available parking spot in front of my favorite old donut shop. But to be sure, I also prayed that if it was okay for me to have a donut, then God would give me the sign of there being an open parking spot. And sure enough, on my 9th time around the block, finally, there was an open parking spot. Clearly a sign from God. It's been said that we often claim to want to be delivered from temptation while also keeping in close touch with it, pushing temptation away, just not too far away. Is that you? Well, the theme of this meditation from James chapter 1 is temptation, better understanding temptation, and primarily the source of our temptations. Remembering that there is a difference between God's testing and your own evil desires. So to begin your meditation, slip into a time to be content, a place to feel gratified, and a moment to be delighted, knowing you are being strengthened by God, Spirit, and Son. But let's start by listening and responding to this prayer from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, and respond softly. Heavenly Father, make me stronger by your testing. You are tempted in the same way that everyone else is tempted. So Heavenly Father, make me stronger by your testing. But God can be trusted not to let you be tempted too much. So Heavenly Father, make me stronger by your testing. And He will show you how to escape from your temptations. So yes, Heavenly Father, make me stronger by your testing. As you continue, begin to seal the door of your eyes and spend a few more moments now in private prayer with God as the Holy Spirit prepares you to be transformed and strengthened through Christ. Difficulties that come into our lives can be both a test from God and a temptation from our own dark desires. So what difficulties are you facing? Well, this time and place is holy, for it is a moment you have willingly chosen to surrender your difficulties to God. God tests us in order to strengthen us. But our own sinful longings tempt us in order to destroy us. So once again, what difficulties and temptations are you facing? Take a moment and reflect on your struggles. Watch as they float by in front of you as if on a river. Just keep your gaze straight ahead. And don't move your head back and forth. Imagine watching across the river through a telescope of narrow view. Just watch as difficulties float into the field of view and then out. Don't turn your head to follow them on the left or the right. That gives them too much power. And don't push against what comes to mind. Simply note your thoughts and temptations as they rise. And in this moment, watch as they continue to rise and drift on by or float away. Now introduce your breathing. Bring it in. Take deep belly breaths as you face what tempts you. Breathe in the healing presence of God. Hold it for a moment. Feel the tension. Now slowly release what lures you. Begin to shift your focus and center on your breathing as thoughts of temptation rise within you. Your mind will surely wander as you face what tempts you, and that's understandable. But learning to recognize temptations and quickly centering back on God is a critical spiritual exercise in your recovery and healing. So let the awareness of your tempted mind return you to the presence of God. Center on your breathing. Perhaps whisper the word, "Test me," to center you as your mind wanders. As you feel lured, feel centered back on God as you whisper, "Heavenly Father, make me stronger by your testing." Now in this moment of contentment, listen carefully to the first of three divine sacred readings. Don't analyze, just listen softly for what God might be calling out to you in this moment. Listen for His voice from James chapter 1, verses 13 and 14 from the New Living Translation. And remember, when you are being tempted, do not say, "God is tempting me." God is never tempted to do wrong, and He never tempts anyone else. Temptation comes from your own desires, which entice us and drag us away. What did you notice? What do you think God wanted you to hear? Well, begin to silently meditate on that for a few moments. After those few short moments, what truth of God still echoes in your mind? And once more, remember, when you are being tempted, do not say, "God is tempting me." God is never tempted to do wrong, and He never tempts anyone else. Temptation comes from our own desires, which entice us and drag us away. Settle here now for a minute to contemplate what might be His testing or your own desires that may be dragging you away. In this second expanded divine reading, notice how you respond emotionally as you listen from your heart to this wider reading from the Christian Standard Bible. No one undergoing a trial should say, "I am being tempted by God," since God is not tempted by evil, and He Himself doesn't tempt anyone. But each person is tempted when he is drawn away and enticed by his own evil desires. Then, after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and when sin is fully grown, it gives birth to death. What emotions did you feel? Where did you feel them? Well, let your mind drift for several moments through the imagery of desire giving birth to sin. Desire isn't sin, but it can give birth to sin. Contemplate that truth in this moment of reflection. In this third reading, simply let the words soak into you, no other expectation. Just experience the deep connection with God from the contemporary English version. God will bless you if you don't give up when your faith is being tested. He will reward you with a glorious life, just as He rewards everyone who loves Him. Don't blame God when you're tempted. God cannot be tempted by evil, and He doesn't use evil to tempt others. We are tempted by our own desires that drag us off and trap us. Our desires make us sin, and when sin is finished with us, it leaves us dead. Resting with your eyes closed in imaginative contemplation, consider for a moment the graphic story of Proverbs chapter 7. It's the story of a young man who lacks any sense and eventually gives in to temptation and his evil desires for a married woman. His first mistake was going by the corner where he knew she lived. So in your imagination, watch from your window as their story unfolds. Do you think he is praying the woman isn't home? Sort of like driving around the donut shop 9 times until a parking place opens up? Well, as luck would have it, she is home, and her husband is out of town. You watch in short order as they begin walking back inside, like an oxen on the way to be slaughtered, like fools on the way to be punished. How did the story begin? How do you feel watching as desire gives birth to sin? And is there any similar story of you being tempted by your own desires that unfolds too frequently in your own life? Whether at the start or the end of your day, stay here for as long as you can, whispering, "Heavenly Father, make me stronger by your testing." Let the word testing be the sacred word that centers you on God and steers you from evil desires. And let me pray a blessing over you to remember when you're being tempted to not say, "God is tempting me." God is never tempted to do wrong, and He will never tempt you. temptation comes from your own desires. So instead of being drawn away, may you be filled with the healing love of God as He tests and strengthens you. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you now and always. Amen. In a broken world, we can expect our own desires to tempt us away from God. But allow those moments to center you back on the way of God, turning moments of temptation into moments of testing to make you stronger. Also, remember the story of Proverbs chapter 7 as you watch the young man surrender to his evil desires. Well, stay alert for opportunities to call out and steer someone away and back to the way of God. Who can you help find strength to turn from temptation? Take all the time that you need, but when you're ready, whether at first light or nightfall, pray to recognize the early triggers of your own dark desires and accept with joy the Holy Spirit's testing, for it will strengthen you, and it is then you encounter the power and healing of God.